is the greatest problem in the world today? Poverty, ignorance, disease. How do you solve these problems? What is the greatest problem in the church today? Scriptural illiteracy, moral scandals, lukewarmness. How do you solve these problems? I want you to look at the gospel reading in your bulletin. Because here we have Jesus' solution to problems like these. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, this is called the Great Commission. It is the 40-plus word mission statement of the church. And it is the church's reason for existing. And it occurs to me that there are five O's in this passage. All authority has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in other words, all of God, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, those of you who are clever in English class may have noticed that there is one main verb in this passage and three supporting verbs. Go, make disciples, baptize, and teach. I am with you to the close of the age. Make disciples is the main verb. And the other three explain how to accomplish this objective. And this is our Lord's solution to all the problems of the world, to all the problems of the church. Let's pull this apart. Look at verse 16. Now the 11 went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had directed. This great commission to make disciples is given to who? It's made to the disciples. Only disciples can make disciples. You can't give away what you don't have. Now, what is a disciple? Well, elsewhere in Scripture, Jesus has this to say. We all know this off by heart, don't we? Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. A disciple is someone who wants to be like Jesus, who's learning from Jesus how to live her life. Now that's all. That's a lot. Everyone you know wants to be like someone. Teenagers are very open about this, too, perhaps at an unconscious level. When you want to be like someone, you dress like them, or you talk like them, act like them, think like them. You take life lessons from them, and they become your teacher. Everyone chooses a teacher in life. You have, you do, everyone does. Now, if you want Jesus to be your teacher, intend him to be such at the level of your will. Because everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Jesus will meet you and teach you and make available to you everything you need. And as soon as you make that act of the will, Jesus is going to be your teacher, and you are going to be his disciple, then you are part of Jesus' disciple-making mission. You're part of the team. You may just be beginning to learn, but you're in. And even though you might have doubts, you're still part of Jesus' great project. Verse 17. When they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Sounds like the church. Sounds like you and me. Many worship, some doubt. Sometimes the disciples doubt, but the Great Commission is given to them nonetheless, even the doubters. Jesus puts them onto his team. And as long as they're willing to learn from him and follow him and trust him, and it's in the learning and the following and the trusting that doubt is removed. Verse 18. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples, baptizing them, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded. And here we have all of our verbs piled up. Go. Go. You know, you don't have to go very far to find people who need God. Work, school, neighborhood, family. Everywhere we go, God calls us to reach out to people with the life of Jesus and the love of Jesus, and to invite them into relationship with him, where we're learning from him and learning how to live from him. Go, baptize. Now, the verb baptize doesn't mean just getting people wet, as essential as that is. To baptize is to immerse people in God, all of them. Now, I remember taking Maddie and Emma to the beach when they were absolute little toddlers. And Maddie especially was afraid of the water. So Tracy and I would get into the water and we'd say, just try it. Come on in. You'll love it. And soon little toes would be in, and then the whole person would splash in the way. And it's like that with God. We are in our lives to make a sandy beach for people so that they can get close to the water. And then we say to them, just try it. Come in. You'll love it. And soon they're swimming in oceans of grace. Go, baptize, and teach. Now, as people who want Jesus to be our teacher, we ask him to teach us. If, for instance, we're in a difficult meeting, say at work, or some board we sit on, we ask Jesus to teach us how to find a good resolution. In a family dispute, we ask Jesus to teach us say the words that are right. The same holds true for building a business, or raising kids, or loving a difficult person. Teach us. So go, baptize, and teach. This is a daunting assignment. How do we do it? Do it well. Verse 18. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. In verse 20, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. You know, as believers, we can count on Jesus for everything in the completion of this great commission. Jesus would not ask us to do something and then not give us the tools to do it. So he promises, he gives his power and his presence to his disciples, to make disciples all over the earth. He gives us everything we need. We We don't have to do it alone. We don't have to do it alone ever. So what is the greatest problem in the world? What is the greatest problem in the church? Jesus came to them and said, I've been given say over everything in heaven and earth, so go and make apprentices to me of every kind. Submerge them in God and show them how to do everything I've told you to do, and I will be with you every minute till the job is done. That is our mission. Are you on board? Have you ever, at a conscious level, in your will, not your feelings, because feelings come and go, but in your will, settled that Jesus will be your teacher? That more than anything, you want to be like him and join him in his great work. Maybe when you come up for communion today, you will recommit yourself to him and to his great project.